one more ha'ara on this Gemara. So this Braisa continues. So we just mentioned the Braisa Zeo HaMa'aretz, similar to the Braisa that we have in our Gemara, Ve'Zeo HaMa'aretz. And then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna said, Halacha kacher, Halacha kacher, that someone that is Karev Shana V'Leshimish Talmud Chacham, Hareza HaMa'aretz. So the Gemara Maisa. Rami Bar Chama Le'azman Oled Ramanashe Bar Tachlifa. Rami Bar Chama did not allow Rav Menashe Bar Tachlifa to partake in a zimun. So if they were going to do a zimun, he didn't allow him to partake. Incidentally, the reason the sugya of Ezeo HaMa'aretz is here in Brachas Men Zayin HaMadeis, because it's Perek Shloisha Sha'achlu, which discusses the halachas of zimun. So he didn't allow him to be mezamen. Now Ma'aretz can't be mezamen. He had a din of an HaMa'aretz. So why did Rav Menashe Bar Tachlifa not qualify? He was an HaMa'aretz. The Tani Safra, he knew Safra. Visnefri, he knew Sefri. Vehilchasa, and he knew Hilchasa. However, he wasn't Mishamish Tamid Chacham. And he held, did Rami Bar Chama, that the halach is like Achir, that Afilu Kar Vashon of Alashimish Tamid Chacham Reza Amaretz, and he paskined it regarding the sugis of Zimun, that an Amaretz can't be Mitzarev to a Zimun. So, Kinoch Nafshid Rami Bar Chama, when Rami Bar Chama was lifted, Amar Rava, Rava said, Loinoch Nafshid Rami Bar Chama, Elo, Deloy Azmin, Arab Menashe Bar Tachlifa. That the reason Rami Bar Chama was lifted is because of the fact that he didn't allow Rav Menashe Bar Tachlifa to partake in the Zimun. There was a shtickle tfi on him, maybe a kpeda on him, and it's for that reason that he was lifted. Freight the Gemara. Why was there a taina? For Tanya Chayr Moimrim, Afilu Karav Shanav Leshemish Tamid Chachamim, Hareza Amoretz. And if Rami Bar Chama held that style locha, so what was he doing wrong? So the Gemara Shani Rami Nash Bar Tachlivi the Mishmalu the Rabbanon. He was Mishamish Tamid Chachamim. The Rami Bar Chama who deloy daka basre. But Rami Bar Chama didn't do his proper due diligence, and he didn't chap that the emes says he was a Mishamish Tamid Chachamim. So he made a toys and cheshman, and for that reason he was punched. Lishtachrino the Shamish Shmeitzah Mibu Mayu the Rabbanon veGarusul Ketub Rabbanon Dami. Even though he wasn't physically Mishamish Tamid Chachamim, but he used to hear Tamid Chachamim learning, so he was a keilu Mishamish Tamid Chachamim. But the bottom line is that's what happened to him, the way it happened. So just one interesting thing, B'derech Agav. The Goyin says that Rav Menashe Bar Tachlifa was considered an Amoritz in the eyes of Rami Bar Chama. Why? Because he was Tani Safra V'Sefri V'Hilchasa. He had learned Safra, Sefri V'Hilchasa, but he wasn't Mishamish Tamid Chacham. So the Goyin, in his Sefer Imrei Noyam, so the Vilna Goyin wrote a Sefer called Imrei Noyam HaMasechtas Brachos. This is the most Vilna Goyins that we have in Shas is on Masechtas Brachos. But Al Kaponim, in this Sefer Imrei Noyam that was written by the Vilna Goyin, he says as follows, I'm quoting, Pirish, Sefra Sefri V'Hilchasa, Dekach Hoya Seder Limudam. Because this is the way they used to learn. Me'ikara Sefra. The first limud that they used to learn back in the day was Sifra, V'hainu Teres Kayanim. They used to learn Teres Kayanim first. V'achakach Sifri, then they would learn Sifri, V'hainu Bamidbar, V'achakach Hilchasa, V'hainu Mishnayis, V'achakach Tosefta, V'achakach Gemara. So it says the Vilna Gaon, you want to know how they used to learn? This was the Seder HaLimud. They would learn Teres Kayanim, then they would learn Sifri, then they would learn Mishnayis, then they would learn Tesefta, because the Tesefta are all the prices that are quoted in the Gemaras. I mean, almost. The Achakach Gemara, and then they would sit down, Lamalern and Ablak Gemara. That was the Seder Adam. Now, obviously, they learned Tanakh before they started this. So they learned Ternavim Uksuf, and that they learned when they were children already. And then it was Teres Kayanim, it was Sifri, it was Hil, it was Mishnayis, it was Tesefta, it was Gemara. How do you know that says the Goyin? Dosh state in the Gemara. Look at the Seder Advarim. The Tana Sifra, V'Sifri V'Hilchasa. This is B'Shem the girl. And what came to mind is the Medrash Tanchuma and Parashat Tzav. We're in the middle of all the parashas of Teres Kayanim. Teres Kayanim is Sefer Vayikra. The Medrash says as follows. V'dashakachu, Amar Rav Asya, lo mehe maschilin atinoikish obeis rabim nilmoy b'Sefer Vayikra. Why is it that when a child learns Chumash, so what's the first thing you learn? You learn Teres Kayanim. You learn Sefer Vayikra, right? That's how you start. The reason is it's because all the karbonos are mentioned in Sefer Vayikra. And being that these children are tohirim, and they were never tohim at tamchet. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you maschilin tchilo b'seder akarbonos, that they should start learning seder akarbonos. Yavoyu tohirim v'yisasku b'maisa tohirim. That is an Indian of yavoyu tohirim v'yisasku b'maisa tohirim. So everybody knows that when a child goes to Cheder for the first time, so you start with Vayikra, you learn a few psukim, and then you go to Bereishis or the Parashat Hashavua, depending if you go to Chassidus Yeshiva, Litvish Yeshiva, whatever. Marked the Islay or Marked the Islay. But the bottom line is, everybody starts in the same place. It's a Chazal. Everybody starts with Vayikra because it's an Indian of Yavoyu Tahirim, V'yisasku B'Tahirim. That We should be noyeg in the Inyan of Taira. Vice versa, when they used to get older, there was such an Inyan of Yavoyu Tahirim as well. So they would learn, you're right, Vayikra, that's how they started. But then eventually they would finish everything until Divrei Ayom and Beis and Mamish to Malachi, and they would go all the way until the end of the Nevi'im Achroinim. And now it came time to learn the Torah Shabbat Peh. So how would they start? They would start with Sifra. They started with Kachem, right? This is Tzirik Tzavek. They would start with Kachem, and then they learn Yavamas and Kedushin and Gittin and Bava Mitzir. But the bottom line is, this is how it all started. It started in this Indian, which a beautiful Maram Makam, a beautiful Yediya from the Vilna Goyim, B'lashoynoi Hazah, tucked away right here, based on this Sugya that we just learned, the Sugya of Ezeu Amar.